إن داود لدعاء أكثر داود، اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. Could one infer from this that Ibrahim has a higher status than the Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
No. Kama, I have been discussing it at various other places in connection with other questions as well. That Kama in Arabic neither indicates equality, nor inferiority, nor superiority. Some resemblance justifies the use of Kama. So it can work both ways, or let's say three ways. Kama can be applied to a situation of similarity when the status is also equal. It can be applied to a situation of similarity when the status of one person is higher than the other, or vice versa. For instance, the Holy Quran tells us of the advent of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam by using the same word with reference to Hazrat Moses, peace be upon him. He says, Kama arsalna ila Fir'auna rasula. So the same Kama appears there in the Holy Quran. So if you understand it to indicate superiority, then Moses should also be held as superior in all the Lamentar. Superior to Ahadu Sarasalam, while he is not. The same Kama is used, and it indicates that some similarity is enough to justify the use of Kama. So that similarity lies elsewhere, and it has been explained in the ayat Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam is known to be Abul Anbiya, the father of prophets. But he was not the true father of prophets. He is known to be that, but the real father of prophets was Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So this is why when it was said by way of mocking that he had no male issue, the Holy Quran retorted by saying, yes, no male issue like people like you. Ma kana Muhammadun aba ahadin mir rijalikum. Of course he is not a father of people like you, men like you. Walakin Rasulullah wa khatamun nabiyyin. He is a father of much better people, of much higher order. All the prophets belong to him, stand to him, like you, like children stand to you, your sons stand to you in this same situation. Lakin decides this issue, that it has to be an answer, fitting answer to the lack of sons, and the other verse provide that lack in some better way. Otherwise, the usage of lakin would not be understandable. If you translate it like the non-Ahmadis insist, then the meaning would be reversed. Then the Holy Quran would appear to say that you say he has no male issue. Yes, we agree that he has neither a male issue like you, nor would he ever have a spiritual issue. Because he has not only finished his material progeny, he has also finished his spiritual progeny. And no prophet would be born as his subordinate. So this is exactly an opposing situation, completely, completely contrary to the demand of a situation. So by that verse I understand Khatam al-Nabiyyin. Who is a Khatam? Who leaves his stamp. And it is always the father who leaves his stamp upon his offspring. So Hazur Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is described by the Holy Quran as the father of prophets. All prophets were made by his stamp. That is, if you find his characteristics in some prophets, then they are true. If you find contrary characteristics in some prophets, then they don't have the support of Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and they should be rejected as prophets. Nothing contrary to his character would be accepted in a prophet. That is, in essence, the meaning of Khatam al-Anbiya, and that is the philosophy of a son to his father. They say in English, like a son, like a father, or things to that effect. And everywhere the world knows, I'm not talking genetically. Genetically speaking, ladies have at least half the share, if not sometimes more. But I'm talking of the world of meanings as understood by human beings and by people everywhere in the world. Child bears the stamp of his father. This is the meaning of fatherhood. So this is the meaning of Khatam here. And Hazrat Ibrahim is erroneously understood to be the true father of Anbiya. Erroneously in the sense that he was definitely not the father of Anbiya who preceded him. But with Hazrat Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, because he was true spiritual father of Anbiya, not the literal father of Anbiya as Hazrat Ibrahim was to send so many. So this is why Khatam al-Nabiyyin as a verse is lifted from time and made timeless, and this was revealed somehow to Hazrat Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This is why he declares that I was a Khatam al-Nabiyyin when Adam was still in the offing. He was turning in and out in his in the making of his mind. You know, that is the time when, he says, before that time, I was a Khatam al-Nabiyyin. That indicates that even the first prophet was made with his stamp. That is, the characters which were to be fully developed in Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, those were the characters which were taking shape in the earlier prophets. And Ahadra sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a culmination of those characters. So in that sense, anyone who contained smaller characters but still stuck to those characters was like a son to him. So that kama, I understand, is not a kama of equality or a superiority for Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. That kama is just to indicate some similarity, and this is one of those similarities.